Good morning. We'll continue here on Klal Dalet. Simon Hay, we're talking about the Luchos of Shetel. So, when it's Mechiyot to cover her hair, we have not discussed what the covering has to be. We know that it's something which has to cover her hair. The hair is not visible. So that's very clear. Whether that's a Dinder Eiser, Dinder Abonin, we discussed that already, how much can be visible, etc. But Luchara, we don't know what item we can use to cover. The question being, can we use human hair to cover their hair? So there's a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos which seems to address this explicitly. The Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Samach Dalet on the base talks about a woman wearing something called Peah Nochris into the Chotzer and etc. We're discussing the Lachos of Hitzah on Shabbos, a woman wearing different types of adornments. We're sometimes afraid that she wears this adornment, she might take it off because she wants to show it to somebody, or she might take it off because people will think it doesn't look nice and she'll be embarrassed. And Chazal were concerned about that and therefore did not allow her to wear certain items. But the Mishnah says that she's allowed to wear Peah Nochris, whether it's from the hair of her friend or from her own hair. The Shulta Giborim, which is a pirush on the Rif in the back of the Masechta, derives from this. Here we're talking about a case where a woman is wearing a covering of hair, which is her own hair, which has been detached from her body and made into some type of covering, which we'll call that a shetel. The Mishnah refers to that as Peah Nochris. So Peah is like the covering of hair. Nochris, which is no longer, it's estranged from the body. It's that of not of herself anymore. And we see that woman is allowed to wear such a covering as a valid way to cover her hair. The Mogad Ram in Simenayin Hay and Sifkatan Hay quotes this opinion of the Shulta Giborim Halacha Lamaisa. That he points out, however, that there's a sefer called Be'er Sheva, which is one of the early Achronim, who disagrees and says that that is not true. A woman is not allowed to wear Peah Nochris because it looks like her hair. It's not obvious that it's her own hair, and he brings multiple proofs from various Gemaras that would not be a valid form of covering. The Mishnah says that a woman could wear Peah Nochris. It's referring to a woman who's wearing a Peah Nochris and wearing something on top of her Peah Nochris besides that. And he says that would seem to fit well into Gemara, because the Gemara discusses the issue of maybe a woman would take it off to show it, which is the way the Rambam understands that case, and that is the concern. She might take it off to show it off to others. Well, she's not going to take it off if she has nothing else on her head. If she has something else on her head, she could slip it out from under the hat and show it to somebody else. So he understands that there was two layers of covering. So this is the opinion of the Be'er Sheva. The language of the Chayot, the Morgan of Rome, is that the brings the Shulta Giborim. This is not like the Be'er Sheva, who disagrees and discusses at length with ideas which have been proven, which are duchuyim, which are pushed away, which are not accepted. And he feels that the opinion of the Shulta Giborim is accepted opinion. The Mishnah Berurah in Simenayin Hay in Sifkatan Tesvav brings this opinion that it's permitted. Then he brings some disagree that it is a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and says from the Prima Gadim that in places where women wear this shetel, this Peah Nochris, regularly, it's acceptable. In places that they don't, it's also because of Maris Ayin, because people are not familiar with the fact that women use this for covering. People will think mistakenly that the woman is not covering her hair, and that would be a problem of Maris Ayin. So we have a concern of this is a valid covering. Does it accomplish the goal of trying to minimize the beauty and the attraction of her hair, which was, Chazal said, was some element of erva, sarbi isha erva, because it's attractive, and therefore we're trying to minimize that. So is this a valid way to minimize it? And the Mishnah Berurah brings both opinions. It seems to follow the opinion of the Shulta Giborim that it's permitted. But then there's a second question, Maris Ayin, if it's mistaken for a lack of covering, that it's not acceptable. So this does lend itself to a question in a case where it's not obvious that a woman is covering her hair, we still have the Maris Ayin issue. So if the covering, the Rambam says, what about a situation where men who are not so familiar with the nuances of covering can't tell the difference, but women which are could, is that sufficient to remove the Maris Ayin? So Moshe says yes, that the Maris Ayin is removed since it is visible and understandable to women. The women can see it, they can explain it then to their husbands, etc. So that's not a problem with Maris Ayin in that situation. It would seem to indicate if the hair covering was such that even a woman would not be able to recognize the fact that her hair is covered, even though they might know there is such an idea of such a covering which looks like that, but it's not obvious. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to Moshe, that would be problematic. So arguably the new types of shetels, which are so efficient in covering the hair that it's not visible at all, that the woman is covering her hair, would be questionable because of the issue of Maris Ayin. Regards to the chiyuv of covering, it's not as clear, because Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's acceptable. Does the Maris Ayin issue then reflect back and say, since people perceive it as being perua, they will be find it more attractive and be problematic? That's not clear, but there definitely will be a potential issue of Maris Ayin, at least. I have a good day.